It's Michael Fennelly and Krabby Appleton with Go Back on the Dusty Show. Just music. For the next hour, I hope you don't mind. Christmas is coming. Everybody's busy, 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 trying to take care of things. Are you traveling? Where are you going? Kirsten and I are taking off for Iowa in a couple of days to see relatives. It's going to be a lot of fun. But in the meantime, stress. Here's a stress reliever. Courtesy of England and Vincent Crane, formerly of the crazy world of Arthur Brown. This is Atomic Rooster. With Breakthrough on the Dusty Show. Stay with me.
Around me, there may be a dawn.
was scratchy, you're right. It was in worse shape than I ever imagined, but I love that song, Atomic Rooster. Jad Norgan says this song seems to be exacerbating my stress, Clay. Here's Sharks. Snips on vocals. Recognize Snips from Baker Gerbet's Army. Chris Smedding on guitars. Marty Simon on drums. Andy Fraser from Free on bass. The debut album from Sharks on MCA Island. I bought this on vacation. I think I was 14 in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. Still have it all these years later. So fun to just play music with you guys. Up next, remember the Bay City Rollers? They went through some incarnations, then towards the end, Woody was gone, Duncan Fowry was in. The album is Elevator, and they shortened their name to the Rollers. This is Hello and Welcome Home on the Dusty Show. Kind of 10cc sounded.
A time to remember when loving was free, and all I could see was the love in your eyes. No sign of goodbyes. What could I do? Do you? Do you believe in love is the only media? I've been out there on the road for some time. Hello, one more. tonight I love you. 'Cause when you were gone, like the end of a song, I was fading for you, but all I could do was hold.
Look at that. Likes all over the place. Cecile says, this isn't bad. Dean says, not bad at all. Common says, hello, this is nice, Clay. Sean in Bristol, Bay City Rollers. What a difference to my memory of them on Top of the Pops. G. Lampa blames McCartney for all the tripe that followed in his wake. I'm going to play some Bread for you now. Take it stateside from the album On the Waters, Elektra. But it's not a David Gates song, written by James Griffin and Rob Royer. I like this one. It's a Clay's classic, Easy Love, Dusty Show. This is Bread.
Oh,
Let's go back to 1975 for this one. Stanley Clarke, Journey to Love album, coupled with Jeff Beck. This is Hello, Jeff, on The Dusty Show. Jeff Beck with the Wang Dang Doodle. Tearing into a new one. Stanley Clarke, that's Lenny White on drums. From Return to Forever, I love this back in high school. I'm struggling with it now. I didn't think I would. I like that fast part, though. Anyway, let's go to Champaign, Illinois. These guys are friends of The Dusty Show. I love Starcastle, especially this debut album. The singer was initially with REO Speedwagon, Terry Luttrell. This is good stuff. American Prog, 76. Starcastle, Lady of the Lake, Dusty Show. Stay with me now.
Melting golden flesh is cracked and
See, you do like Starcastle. You didn't think you did. But they don't sound anything like Yes. I'm going to let it go a little longer. 626 on the Dusty Show. Holiday time. Taking it easy. That's a 10-minute song right there. I gotta bail. I need some rock. Oh, you've heard this before on the Dusty Show. Brittany Fox from Philadelphia, home of Cinderella, Hall & Oates, Todd Rundgren, so many more. This is a great song. Dizzy Dean Davidson, Long Way to Love. This is a slab. Third tier under Bon Jovi and Cinderella, always living in that shadow. But this sounds good. You got that Brian Johnson set of pipes, you gotta use them. I love the Harvest record label. It's got a Roger Dean cover. This is it's an old underground classic. If you knew this when you were kind of cool back then. Brian, I didn't bring any Kansas. I almost did. I almost brought Song for America. Wish I would have. You know who this is? Some of you old-timers probably do. This is Babe Ruth from the album First Base. You're going to wonder who the singer is. It's Janita Hahn. Alan Shacklock on guitar. Wells Fargo on The Dusty Show. Fred says, ouch, that sax solo. I know what you mean, Fred. I've become rather jaundiced in my outlook on the sax. I think it trails back to an Onion article about 10 perfectly good songs ruined by a sax solo. One of the higher-ups on the list with Bowie's Young Americans. Do you think the sax ruined that song? I don't want to diss the sax completely. I'm coming back around. Carmichael says, Clay, play some Fanny. They're not one of my favorites, Carmichael. Who is that? June Millington? And it's ironic. Bowie loved Fanny. He did. I read it. Bowie loved Fanny. I'm going to bail on this Babe Ruth. Didn't get a lot of love from you. Let's take it into the heart of New York City.
1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
This is David Peel in the Lower East Side, America.
Thank you.
Yoko's in there. David Peel, a national treasure in my estimation. You'll find him at most of the protests that go on in Manhattan. He was always there at Occupy, writing simple and effective songs that are really very good. I had the opportunity to share Taco Bell, just me and David Peel. It was incredible. I'll never forget it. I felt very fortunate. America, wake up. This is uniquely American, too, and classic. I love this. Mark, Don, and Mel, the original incarnation, the trio. I'm your captain on the Dusty Show.
I'm your captain, all right. So I'm
TDK60 says, GFR, my poison, your wine, Clay. Carmichael has some funny Mark Farner stories.
Getting closer to my
he said he played 3 dates on a bill with him in 2001, but they're long and potentially litigious.
I'm getting closer to my home.
Sing it, you guys. Let's sing it.
I'm getting closer to my home. I'm getting closer to my
This is going to go on and on. Let's take it over to Chicago now. Not for the band Chicago. Here's a band that kind of lived in Cheap Trick's shadow. They were good, though, led by Cliff Johnson. He's still kicking around somewhere. This is Off-Broadway with Automatic. Todd Rundgren talk on the Acu playlist. What do you think of Todd Rundgren's album, State? I just read a book by Paul Myers, Mike Myers' brother, the actor. Paul Myers, a wizard, a true star. All about Rundgren in the studio, all through the years and all the artists he worked with. Some of them up in the Catskills. A great book, highly recommended. Let's play some Chris and Peter Allen. Yes, it's that Peter Allen. Early on, he did an album with his brother Chris. Mine's autographed. Found it for a buck in a thrift store. I like this. This is Chris and Peter Allen with My Silent Symphony on The Dusty Show.
Just but they never seem to mean a thing to me. But now I cannot speak, and so I sing my silent symphony. Her eyes and says, I hear the song you sing to me. And so with words unspoken, I can sing my silent symphony.
Chris and Peter, Alan, my silent symphony. See you, Fob. Fob has taken off. Yell out goodbye, Fob. Let him hear you.
Goodbye.
Can you hear him? There he's got his hat on, his like Poltergeist 2 hat. The Lord is in his holy temple, and it's raining on him. I like that vision of Fob. From 1978, let's go to Baltimore. This is Face Dancer with Cry Baby. On the Dusty Show. A Clay's Classic again. Thanks for being on that AccU. Loving your comments. This is fun for me. Cry, baby.
It's a chemical equation. Everything is chemical, diametrical, diabolical, hollow and fleeting, torn asunder, wasted and neglected by the roadside, a wounded owl, some torn paper, a rusted banjo, and an old doubloon. The wounded owl tries to fly with just one wing while the banjo plays itself in the dark, and glints of moonlight glance off the face of the doubloon, for there is the moon shining and waxing, its faint glow dimmed by fog. The owl with just one wing flies into the rustling corn where beavers hide. They are frightened, afraid of the dark and of the night that surrounds them. So black as the wounded owl flies, awkwardly he tries to fly, but he pinwheels down.
Baker 19.
A trucker
in an 18-wheeler.
A former Pittsburgh Steeler sees the wounded owl pinwheel into the corn. He pulls over and parks by the side of the highway
out into the corn. The trucker runs to save the owl.
The owl and the beavers huddle amongst the clods, using the moon to watch for the trucker's advancing brown boots. The trucker only wants to help the wounded owl. The trucker farts in silence and rubs his ample jowls and bends between the rows and empties out his pouch. His tobacco pouch is empty.
My pouch is empty, and I would like to roll one right about now. And really, can you blame me? I'm out here in the corn, all alone, all alone.
200 yards back, the doubloon no longer showed, for the moon had gone behind the clouds, and now the owl and the beavers huddled shaking in the corn as the trucker advanced in his brown boots, angry because his pouch was empty. He took out his little ever-ready flashlight and he switched it on, and it did not work, and he shook it and get until it work. And now his great beam of artificial light showed down each row until he saw the wounded owl was flopping on the dirt, and the trucker rushed to the owl, his brown boots heavy on the ground, frightening the beavers and the muskrats and even the crawdads in the creek.
The crawdads in the creek. What are they possibly thinking? What is it that they are feeling?
The crawdads feel nothing. They are too rudimentary to truly understand the gravity
or their own brevity.
They feel no funniness. They click their pincers to warn each other. Look out for the brown boots,
for they will crush you beneath the mud, and they will crack your exoskeleton, and then they'll put you in a can after they turn you into gelatin.
The muskrats and the beavers ran for safety to escape the poor trucker who only wanted to help the wounded owl. The trucker wrapped the owl in his parka and bent low to retrieve the dead severed owl's wing, which he placed in his hat as a decoration.
Isn't it handsome? The owl wing in my hat. What do you think of that, my friends? 'Cause I got an owl wing in my hat. It's handsome, don't you think? Yes, I've got an owl wing in my hat, and I'm gonna show it off. Have some beef stroganoff, and then reveal the living owl in my parka. I found him in the corn, and he had just one wing. The other one was lying on the ground. It was the strangest thing that I have ever found.
He sold it to the waitress, whose name he can't recall all these years later. But he remembers. Yes, he remembers that she paid him with a single dull doubloon wrapped in paper. Where'd she find it? By the road. In the dark. By the corn. It was dark where she parked. On the shoulder. There it lay. No moon to make it shine. She thought, I'll make it mine, that lonesome coin. So she tucked it near her loin, and she went into town, where she met the trucker with the one-winged owl, and she howled when she saw it with delight. She knew she must have it, and soon, so she whipped out her doubloon, and she paid him, and she took it, and he sat there for a while, and drank his juice, and conversed with all the others in their booths.
In their booths, they said, late at night. Little do they know that the owl wing in his hand was alive 2 hours ago.
That's it for The Dusty Show. Thanks for listening, everybody. I appreciate it. You're listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, in Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Stay tuned for Hardy White's Miracle Nutrition and the TNP to follow on FMU. Happy Christmas, everybody. Tune in next week for a Christmas edition of The Dusty Show. Until then, take care, and always remember.
Welcome to Miracle Nutrition with Hardy White. I'm Hardy White. Join me now for an hour that simulates what it's like to share a hotel room with me, as I deliver a long sermon about the virtues of company versus solitude, and ironically make a more convincing argument for solitude. And yet, it's good to have a friend. I hope we can be friends. Oh, bless you for joining me tonight, and Chag Sameach, and happy Hanukkah to you. If you're celebrating Hanukkah tonight, it's the third night of Hanukkah. I don't know, Canadian Hanukkah has not started yet. I think that's in another week, Kanukkah, or whatever they call it up there. But there's, let's just lay down some rules for you. Remember, you put the candles in from right to left, but then light them from left to right, unless you're Sephardic, and then I think because you're doing it from outside of the window, you reverse it. No, this is not right. Do not listen to me. I just had a discussion with a rabbi. I said, Rabbi, is it halakhically correct? Will I fulfill the mitzvah of Hanukkah if it's an imaginary Hanukkah, imaginary menorah? And he said, no. He said, that's the whole thing with ritual, is you have to actually do it. And I said, well, listen to this. That's why I think that I'm not comparing religions or arguing theology with anybody, but my personal tradition is very different. It's to light an imaginary candelabra. Candiculus is what I call this holiday. Why is that? It's because it has so many lights that they can never all be lit. You spend all day trying to light all those imaginary candles. Are you going to tell me about it, Hardy? I really am, because I would love to celebrate it with you. I love picking a third thing that none of us are good at and doing that. I love to come and celebrate your holidays, friends, with your religious tradition and whatever it is. And then we go around and do this a lot, just like it's potluck, but with religious. Sometimes you get ones that require being stuck with a pen or something. You go, oh, I came on the wrong day. I don't like this day. It's passage into manhood by getting my buttocks cheek pierced with a rod or something. That's how I was hoping for cookies. I was hoping this would be, this is not like Purim. And I said, no, this is very different. And now I'm going to cut off your little toe. So we got to be careful when we're going around like that. But it's great. So that's why I like to pick a third thing. Let's pick or make our own thing up. Television shows do this all the time. There is a holiday now that some people are celebrating based on a sitcom. Can you believe that? How about that? I'm not going to tell you which sitcom because I don't want to give them, you know, free advertising or anything. I forgot. But I know that this is true. That's why I think, well, why can't, and science fiction writers make up religions all the time. Some of them very successful. And I'm not trying to do that. I just want to make up an imaginary holiday that we can all do without even telling anybody about it. This is one that you don't even make a Facebook page. It won't translate. I love things that don't translate. People have expressions like that in there. I told you this one time. I was in France and I was watching The Sopranos, the television show, not people who sing. So I was watching this and it had the subtitles were in French. It was all in English. So it was subtitles in French for French people who might want to enjoy The Sopranos. So we don't have our own, we don't have Sicilian gangsters here. So let's look at them over there. And so they had the subtitles on. Now, every time they would say a certain bad word on The Sopranos that in French means shower something, the French have no word for this. It's not an insult. It's something they take. Say, I'm going to take a shower bag. It's not an insult. And so everybody say, this is a cult. This is cross-cultural. So you don't know, say Sinterklaas means nothing to me. That's because you're speaking Dutch now, like the 34th Street Miracle Santa. Miracle Santa spoke all the languages of the earth, English, Dutch. Notice I just watched that Miracle on 34th Street with that because I'm a huge Jack Albertson fan, and he's in it for a good minute and a half. So I was watching that, and I thought, oh, look at this so much. I won't go in. I won't nitpick it. That's when you pick lice out of something. But there's lice all over that movie. It needs to be deloused. But not me. I'm not going to do that. I used to thought nits were... My mother would say, your sweater's got pills on it. I said, what are you talking about? Let's take them. And she said, no. There's something you got... I guess some sweaters used to do that or what. I don't even know what that is anymore. A lot of things that my mother said that I thought I would need in adulthood... I don't know whether she was living in another time or whatever. It's just not. I don't need it anymore. I think all the skills I used to dial a rotary phone and how pointless all that is now. I got nothing to do. I got nothing to do with it. All those little things that you could dial a rotary phone with are useless now, like pencils. So listen back to me and my holiday. It's not mine. Again, nothing is mine or yours or anything. We don't think we're renting, but we are. I've spoken to the dead, and they're like, you know, it turns out I didn't get a lot of use out of that house post-mortem. So they don't tell you that. They don't tell you that. It's like in ancient Egypt. They really took it so far, they weren't telling people. People would be like, well, I guess I need to put my couch in my grave. Yeah, I wonder if the priests really knew and didn't want to tell anybody. Yeah. So let's hurry up, get on my furniture and all my servants in the grave. Oh, okay. Should you tell them? Should you tell them now? When is it too late to tell them? When they bury all their servants live with them? When they bury their cat? They take all their furniture and their jewels with them? Is that when it's too late to tell them? Oh, I go to clergy meetings because I'm... a big fan of Lenny Bruce. And I think, well, how about, I mean, really, do they prosecute people for pretending to be clergy anymore? Just don't ask for money, Lenny! That's for me, that's the big no-no. I'm not getting anything from it. So how do you know I'm not clergy? I say, well, why do you want to be clergy? Because I want people to like me for my clothes. I want people to look at my outfit and say, he is pure of heart. Who wouldn't want that? I say, well, a lot of people know that's phony. That's not right. I know, but a lot of people don't. And so, I'm not. Am I pure of heart? No. Is anybody? I don't know. I'm sure some people have, so far so good for some people. I do know some people that are on a roll. I mean, they're not, you know, they could very well be pretty pure of heart. In other words, they haven't done anything to mess it up yet. But that's the thing. We all eventually can see our hearts. You see, if you take your heart and say, looks clean, how do you tell if a bloody gray and red heart is clean? Hold a black light up to it.